person's true identity, his most genuine and unmasked character, is revealed when he, the very same personality before whom the greatest leaders bowed in respect, he was at the highest level of trust in Allah Almighty. The beloved Prophet ﷺ did not like to save or store anything for himself. However, throughout his life, he never struck any of his wives, never humiliated them, and never spoke a harsh word to them. When it was time for Salah, he would go out to offer the Salah. What great trials have descended tonight, and what great treasures have been opened. A personality who was leading an entire nation, carrying the responsibility of major state decisions, matter of war and peace, receiving delegations and at the same time receiving divine revelation. Would such a great leader still have time to? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Viewers, whenever the world speaks of a truly great person, the focus is often on his achievements, accomplishments, and the role he played in public life. But a person's true identity, his most genuine and unmasked character, is revealed when he steps inside the walls of his own home, where there is no audience, no applause, and where only his real character speaks for itself. We know the Holy Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as the greatest and most successful of all people, an outstanding commander, a compassionate leader, and the teacher of all humanity. But have we ever reflected on this aspect of his life, that the very same noble personality before whom the greatest leaders bowed in respect, when he was like when he was at home? History bears witness that just as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unmatched and incomparable with those outside his home, he was equally unmatched in the way he treated his family, especially his blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna. When he was at home, he would mend his clothes, repair his sandals, help with household chores, and spend time with his blessed wives with the utmost love, gentleness, and at times gentle humor. Today we will explore this beautiful aspect of the beloved Prophet ﷺ's character within the home and see how the mercy to the worlds sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam lived such an unparalleled life with his blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhun. Viewers, one of the most fundamental rights a wife has over her husband is that he provides suitable accommodation, food, clothing, and the necessities of daily life. When the beloved Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, he had homes built for his blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhun, alongside Masjid-e-Nabawi. At that time, only Sayyidatuna Sauda and Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha were married to him. So two houses were built as other blessed wives later joined his household. Additional houses were built for them accordingly. Another important right of a wife is that her essential living expenses are provided for. If we look at the personality of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we find that he was at the highest level of trust in Allah Almighty. He did not like to save or store anything for himself. However, when it came to his family, his practice was different. After the conquest of Khaybar, he would arrange and set aside a year's supply of provisions for his blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna. Yet, because of the blessed wives' love for generous charity, those provisions would often be exhausted before the year ended, and periods of financial hardship and even hunger would follow in the homes. Viewers, our beloved Prophet ﷺ treated his blessed wives with the utmost kindness and excellence. He ﷺ said, "The best amongst you is the one who is the best to his wife, and I am the best amongst you to my family."
Star of the eyes, name of Muhammad, light of the heart is name of Muhammad.
The beloved Prophet ﷺ always honored and respected his blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhunna. He fulfilled the demands of justice and fairness and treated them with the utmost kindness. Throughout his entire life, he never struck any of his wives, never humiliated them, and never spoke a harsh word to them. Rather, he was exceptionally gentle, compassionate, merciful, and forbearing. The Holy Prophet's alayhi salatu wasalam, kindness and excellent treatment of his blessed wives was such that he gave equal attention to each of them, whether it was financial support, clothing, accommodation, dividing his nights, or visiting them. It is impossible to imagine him either being unjust or depriving any of them of their rightful due. All of his blessed wives benefited from his justice, mercy, love, and compassion, because he was the leader of those who uphold justice and fairness. Whenever the Holy Prophet ﷺ set out on a journey, he would draw lots amongst his blessed wives, and the one whose name was chosen would accompany him. The extent of the beloved Prophet's commitment to justice can also be gauged from the fact and during his final illness, the illness in which he outwardly departed from this world. He sought the permission of his other blessed wives to remain in the house of Sayyiduna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Viewers, what this strengthens the bond between a husband and wife more than anything else is their love for one another. The Holy Prophet ﷺ had immense love for his blessed wives, and he also expressed that love. Regarding Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, he said, "I have been blessed with love for her." On the occasion, the beloved Prophet ﷺ said to Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, "Are you not pleased that you are my wife in this world and in the hereafter?" She radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied, "Why not? I swear by Allah, I am pleased." The Holy Prophet ﷺ then said, "Then you are my wife in this world and in the hereafter."
आँखों का तारा नामे मोहम्मद दिल का उजाला नामे मोहम्मद.
The Holy Prophet ﷺ had a beautiful way of expressing his love for his blessed wives. He would eat with them and never let them feel any sense of inferiority or neglect. Umm al-Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates, "During my time of the month, I would drink from a vessel and then hand it to the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He would place his blessed lips on the very spot where I had drunk from and drink from it. Likewise, during my time of the month, I would eat meat of a bone and then give it to him. And he would place his blessed mouth on the very place where I had eaten from." Subhanallah. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ also helped his wives with household chores. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala was once asked, "What did the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do at home?" She radiyallahu ta'ala anha replied, "He would keep himself occupied with the household chores. Then when it was time for salah, he would go out to offer the salah." Another beautiful habit of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that whenever he entered his home, he would say salam to his blessed wives, pray for their well-being, and ask about their condition and well-being. Viewers, there is no doubt that the blessed era of the beloved Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam was an age filled with immense goodness and blessings. His blessed wives are, without question, the mothers of the believers. No one can even imagine harboring negative thoughts about them. Even so, the Holy Prophet ﷺ instructed his blessed wives to observe wheeling and maintain proper modesty. A person naturally desires the best for the one he loves and is concerned about his well-being in the hereafter. The Holy Prophet ﷺ deeply cared for the eternal success of his blessed wives. He encouraged them to devote themselves to worship and would wake them during the night for acts of worship. Sayyidatuna Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala narrates, "Then one night the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam woke up and he said, 'Subhanallah,' meaning Allah is absolutely pure. What great trials have descended tonight and what great treasures have been opened. Wake the women in the chambers." When the last 10 nights of Ramadan arrived, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would remain awake in worship himself, and he would also wake the members of his household so they could engage in worship. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would also seek advice and consultation from his blessed family members to maintain a strong and loving relationship with them. Even though he was the wisest of all people and possessed the most accurate judgment, at the time when the first revelation was set down, he sought the advice of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Similarly, during the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, the advice of, and strategy of Sayyidatuna Umme Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha played a significant role. At that time, the Holy Companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were deeply saddened because they had been prevented from performing Umrah, and they were not mentally prepared to sacrifice animals and come out of the state of Ihram. Sayyidatuna Umme Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha advised the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, do not say anything to anyone. Instead, sacrifice your animal yourself and have your hair shaved and come out of Ihram." Subhanallah. The beloved Prophet alayhi salam accepted her advice and acted upon it. When the Holy Companions radiyallahu ta'ala saw this, they also performed their sacrifice, shaved each other's heads, and came out of Ihram. Viewers, despite the countless responsibilities and commitments of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he fulfilled the rights of all his blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhun and never allowed his busy schedule to come in the way of giving them their due rights. The way the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would show kindness, share light-hearted movements, and smile with his companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, he would also interact with his family members in the same beautiful manner. However, his gentle humor always remained within the boundaries of truth and honesty, and it never contained anything but what was right and true. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that amongst people, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam was the most cheerful and light-hearted with his blessed wives. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates, when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam returned from the battle of Tabuk or Khaybar, there was a curtain hanging in front of my sheaf. A breeze blew and lifted the curtain to one side, revealing some toys and dolls that I had kept there. The beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked, "O Aisha, what is this?" Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha states, "I said, these are my dolls." Then he, beloved alayhi salatu wasalam, also noticed a horse made of cloth amongst them, which had two wings. He asked, "What is this that I see amongst them?" I replied, "There are its two wings." He alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Does a horse also have wings?" I replied, "Have you not heard that Sayyidatuna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam also had horses with wings?" Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, upon hearing this, he, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasalam, laughed so much that his blessed molar teeth became visible. Viewers, just imagine a personality who was leading an entire nation, carrying the responsibility of major state decisions, matters of war and peace, receiving delegations, and at the same time receiving divine revelation. Would such a great leader still have time to listen attentively and lovingly to his wife's interests and the feeling of her heart? This is one of the remarkable aspects of the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that distinguishes him from the leader throughout history. The affair of the Ummah and the responsibilities of the state never prevented him from showing kindness, affection, and care towards the blessed wives radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. This is the balance that every home need today. No matter how important one's outside responsibilities may be, the value of the relationships within the home should never be overlooked. May Allah Almighty enable us to follow the blessed seerah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, to treat our family members with respect, honor, and dignity, and always deal with them with kindness and excellence. Please give us permission, inshallah, we will meet again in the next episode of this beautiful web series, Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.